Sure, we can talk. What's up? Yeah, I'll be over in a sec. Just let me finish this up real quick. Now that's all done. I'm all yours. So, what did you want to talk about all of a sudden, baby boy? All right. I'll come sit on the couch with you. Jeez. Wow, this must be real important. Look at you being all serious. I'm sorry I keep teasing you. It's just, you look kind of cute when you're trying to be stern. Okay, enough with the death glare. I'll stop now. So, what is it? Yeah, you already said you wanted to talk to me about something silly. I'm all ears. Oh, wasn't that. Wait, don't help. I almost got it. Not one of the guys from high school, but. Oh, yeah, the guy you went to college with. Yeah, the one who visited you last Christmas, right? I may not be the best with names, but I always remember people eventually. He was pretty nice. What about him? Is he in town or something? Aren't you a little too old to have to ask mommy if your friends can come over to play? Oh, stop. That was the last one, I promise. Honestly, why are you getting so serious about this? My friends visit all the time, and you don't have a problem with it, so why should this be any different? And if it's about him coming over, I actually had a good time the last few times he was at our place, so what is this all about? Baby, don't worry. You can tell me anything. Is that why you've been so quiet the last few days? Just worrying about whatever you're trying to tell me? Don't feel like you can't tell me what you think about, okay? Even if I mess with you sometimes, I want you to know that I'm here for you. If you don't know how to put it into words, just try to start somewhere. We'll get there. All right, so it's about something when you were still at college. Yeah, you told me that you had a bad breakup that year. Sounded rough the way you described it. Not to pat myself on the back, but I think your taste in women has improved drastically ever since. So, is this about her? No? I'm glad. So after the breakup, what happened? Yeah, I'd be devastated too. Okay, so now we're getting to the part about your friend. You guys knew each other before and always hung out in college. Ah, so he's the guy who got you into watching Scorsese movies. Maybe I should thank him for improving your taste in movies next time he's here. I keep telling you, why would I watch The Notebook when Goodfellas is available on Netflix? I guess you can't teach good taste. Yeah, sorry, I keep getting off track again. You guys hung out at your place when you were feeling a bit low and watched the movies. Continue. You guys slept together? You mean in a sleepover kind of way, or. Oh. Like, actually. Oh. Wait, no, Baby, don't cry. I'm not mad, baby. Really. I didn't expect it. That's all. Come here, sweetheart. Let me give you a hug. That's it. Just relax against me. Breathe. There we go. I'm not going to leave you just because of feeling the way you feel. Why would you think that of me? I love you more than anything, and this isn't going to change that. Baby, turn around for a bit, okay? Just, there, rest your back against me and breathe. Sweetheart, there is nothing wrong with being bisexual, okay? No, honey, it's fine, I promise. Was it just that one time back then, or are you still into guys? So you still feel that way? Because I just want to tell you, I think that is so fucking hot. No, really. The thought of two guys being this intimate with each other just turns me on so much. I might have actually soaked through my panties while you talked about it. Can't you feel it against your back? How hot and wet you've gotten me. There is just something deliciously forbidden about two guys making out with each other. It gets me so goddamn horny, baby. Thinking about you and another guy. His strong hands stroking. Caressing you. The same way I'm caressing you right now. How did he do it? Does it turn you on if I touch your thighs or let my hands wander across your chest? And what if I slide my hand down a bit further? Oh, baby boy, you're so hard. I guess I'm not the only one that gets excited by talking about your little escapades. That looks uncomfortable. Your cock just desperately straining against your pants. Here, let me give your stiff, aching cock a little bit more room. I'm just gonna stroke you for a little bit while we talk about this. I wish I could have watched you two back then. Peeking in on a couple of sweaty guys, laying around in bed, exploring each other's bodies, and inching toward each other's rock hard cocks. Oh, just the thought of it makes me hornier than you can imagine. Oh, honey, you're so hard right now. I just love these cute little moans you're making. Is it really that hard to keep your voice down while I press my tits against your back and stroke your hard cock? Oh, poor baby. You're just way too cute when you're panting like this. I bet your little friend has heard these delicious sounds before. Those tiny gasps you make when you're really excited. Oh, baby, you're leaking so much pre-cum. Does it turn you on that much when I talk about the two of you? Because I saw a couple of pictures of you from when you were in college. I always tease you about being cute, but the two of you together, just adorable. Did you ever lie down like this during one of your little sleepovers? Instead of laying back against my big bouncy breasts, just resting your shoulders on his pecs. His breath on your neck. Maybe I'm biting your ear a little bit. Oh, honey, you're throbbing. Are you close? Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, make a mess for me. Be a good boy and come for me. I'm not going to stop stroking until you empty those balls. Think about him and come for me. Yeah, baby, that's it. Shoot for me. Yeah. Be a good boy and keep coming. While you think about his strong hands on your body. Such a good boy. You came so fucking hard just now. Wait, did you just come on your own face? God, baby, you must have been so pent up trying to keep this a secret from me. But I'm just gonna say, you look so fucking hot with a load of cum on your cute face. Let me help you with that. So I've been thinking, how about when your friend is in town again, we spend some quality time, just the three of us?